Hi, I'm Gayatri.
And I'm Steph, and welcome to episode 12 of Sunshine and Rainbows.
In this episode, we talk about change, how Gayatri loves it, and how Steph isn't the biggest fan.
We also talk about boundaries and how setting them is an act of self-love.
We hope you enjoy it.
Hello, everyone. We hope you had a wonderful week.
Yeah, we do.
And so we're sitting here and we're talking about the topic of change, which popped up in our lives today, especially. And we figured it happened for a reason because maybe we're supposed to talk about it in our podcast. That usually happens. Something will happen in our life that will inspire us for our week's topic. And today it was all about change and embracing change. And it's funny because, so I know Gayatri and I always talk about how similar we are and how similar our paths have been. And it's so true because we've had like the same things like happen throughout our lives, just uncanny almost, the similarities.
Yeah.
But one thing where I think we really differ is that Gayatri loves change and like thrives off of it, right? I don't want to speak for you, but I feel like, And I fight it at all costs. I mean, I don't mean to. It's just that when I know something's about to change, my initial reaction is like, ah, like I get nervous about the change.
Yeah.
And
which I think is very normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too. And I'm definitely getting better at it because I've had so much change in my life over the past 18 months, like pretty much every single thing in my life just had a tornado go through it and just plopped me in a new place with new people and new everything. And it was like, oh, you don't like change? We're going to throw it all at you at once.
Yeah.
The advanced class. But anyway, so we're opposites on that. So we thought it'd be kind of cool to talk about it, both sides of it. And we're curious where you all fit it, you know, how you all feel about it as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, for me, change, like you said, I thrive on it. I love mixing things up.
Yeah.
I've always, always been very like adventurous, even as like a little kid.
Yeah.
And I loved, I don't know, like having different experiences, meeting different people. Like I think it just like enlivens me to, like live in other countries. Like I've lived abroad many times and traveled a ton, and it's just something that brings me so much joy when things are different. Like living abroad for me, it is so, everything is different. So it really like opens my mind to other cultures, to other people, to other ways of doing things. And it shows me that the way I do something is not always the way other people do things, you know, but it's, I don't know, the whole idea of change and having different experiences just like really excites me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I
had to your face.
If you all could see the look on my face, I'm one of those people where whatever I'm thinking comes out on my face.
Her eyeballs are like really big.
I know. But anyway, yeah, I, you know, it's funny because when I push through the initial little bit of anxiety that I get about it, I always enjoy it. Yeah. And it really does like excite me, and I feel all of those good emotions. It's just that initial like, ooh, what's this going to do to my life and what's happening and everything's about to change again.
Yeah.
And I got used to this way of doing it and now I have to get used to a new way of doing it. It's funny.
Yeah, totally. I think I'm also someone who lives in the moment.
Yes.
So I don't think, honestly, I don't think about the future that much. Like in the worrying very much, you know, like when I go on a trip or something, people like a month before, they'll be like, ooh, are you excited? You're going to India. And I was like, what? Like, no, I'm like living my life today. Like, I don't get excited for a trip until like literally the day before when I'm packing.
Yeah.
Like it's weird. I think, I don't know if it's like my brain is just programmed differently, or I don't know. I don't think of the future in that way.
I feel like it's, you know how we always talk about your Buddhist lifetimes that you've had? I feel like it was that training that's just ingrained in you to be in the present moment and not to worry about the past or the future and just to be here right now.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm constantly, I know I try not to. I should say the old me was constantly. Now I'm more in the present moment, but I find myself still, I want to say unraveling, but I don't think that's
It's kind of like your mind is jumping ahead.
It jumps ahead. Like how, start to plan. That's what it is. I start to plan. How am I going to do this? What's going to happen? And then I have to try to bring myself back.
Yeah. Cause I mean, sometimes planning is good, you know, like it's nice to have, I mean, it depends, like, but it is nice to have a game plan.
Yeah.
But then also being surrendered to allowing that game plan to like flex and flow and move around as the universe wants it to be, as the universe guides you in different directions.
Yeah.
It's funny. It is funny to live your life in the present, especially in this world. It's a different way. It's a different way of living. And I don't know how to explain it, but it's also like very intuitive. Like the way I live my life is very intuitive. Like if I feel something, then I'll go do that. So it's like, I don't know how I'm going to feel in a week.
I'm laughing because whenever we try to make plans, you're like,
"No,
can we talk tomorrow morning and I'll tell you how I'm feeling?" And I'm like, sure, because I get it. Like, I get it. I know that you don't like to do it in advance, and that's totally fine.
Like, I can make plans.
You can.
And I do.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes I'm just like, well, they're going to be doing this anyways. So like,
it's so
I'll
true.
Let you know if I'm in.
And you might feel differently the next day.
Yeah.
You might not want to.
Yeah.
I think everyone knows how that feels when you make plans and then you're like, oh, I didn't really want to do that.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, you know me, for me, it's like, if I don't want to do something, then I'll just tell you.
I love that about you.
It's easy.
It's so easy. I know that if you're doing something, it's because you really want to do it. And I never worry that, oh, is she doing this because she doesn't want to, you know, like,
oh, God,
if she doesn't want to.
Yeah. That's never going to happen. I haven't always been like
that. So real.
I haven't been like that. Like my whole, you know, like in the past, I would have done that. And I have done that many, many times of sacrifice. It's like self-sacrificing.
Yes. Oh, I've done that my whole life.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously there are times where I make plans and I stick to them, even though I may not like 100% want to do it, you know, but it's not like a definite no.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, like I'm going to do this. It's not like my favorite, you know, like but I still do it and I usually have fun. But if it's a hell's no, then I'll tell the other person, hey, like I'm not feeling it today.
Yeah.
You know,
imagine how cool that would be if everyone was like that and everyone just said how they really felt. No one took offense to it. They just said, okay, this is how they're feeling today. And they just don't want to do this and that's okay. And everyone just told everyone the truth.
Yes. And okay, so it actually gets easier once you start doing it and start just being authentic with your friends and family and yourself also. Because a lot of times it's like you're lying to yourself when you do something you don't want to do. Like you're like, you know, making yourself do something.
Yeah.
But it gets easier. And like you said just now, you said, oh my God, I love that you do that.
Yeah.
Because you know that I wouldn't be doing something with you just to make you happy.
Right. I love that.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because then you know that I'm doing it because I want to be doing it with you.
Exactly.
You know, and that, so it's good for everyone involved.
Yeah.
However, so I guess sometimes people, it might bruise their ego, you know, like you might, strike a chord in someone or pick up like some of their wound, you know, like hit one of the wounds of not being enough, or I don't know, you trigger someone when you stand your ground for certain things, I think.
Yeah, I think when you put boundaries in place, it can affect people. And especially if they're used to you being a people pleaser.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because if you're spent your whole life pleasing everyone else, and all of a sudden you're doing what you need to do for you, for your highest good, then it's going to be different to people.
Yeah. I remember when I started, I've been in we call it boundary school.
It's my least favorite school. Well, I don't know that one or surrender. I don't know.
Boundary school. I, you know, gone through a lot of boundary school for many years. But I remember, talking to one of my friends when I had really come more into wanting to set boundaries. And it's one of my best friends. And I told her, I was like, you know, like this is what I'm going to try to start doing. Like, you know how I am presently and how I always have been and how challenging it is for me to speak my truth and set boundaries and stuff. But right now I really want to work on that. So it was cool because I was able to be open with her and express that. And she was like, awesome, you know, like really supportive. And yeah. Like, I don't know. It was really nice to have that support from a friend because she knew who I have been, but she's also supportive of me stepping into my power more.
Yeah.
And it was cool, like, to just be open.
Absolutely.
With someone about that. So, so it didn't come out of the blue.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like, oh my God, like all of a sudden she doesn't want to talk to me or whatever. She's like doing her own thing. So it was kind of nice to like give a heads up to someone.
Yeah.
But it is challenging. It's challenging for both parties, challenging for the people who are starting to learn how to set boundaries because it's scary.
Yeah.
AF. Because like, what if
you can swear, you know? It's so funny. We go through each podcast, not to interrupt you, but I just thought it was so funny. And try to listen for swears to see if we have to mark it explicit or not.
This is the most explicit podcast.
So we're funny. Like, did we use one of the words?
We don't even know what swear words are included, but like, if you don't mark it explicit, then
yeah, you need to do that. So we always listen. People get upset. I don't know who these people are, but they do get upset.
Imaginary people in cyberspace. Don't say any swear words. AF. Anyways, it is scary to be starting out on that journey of setting boundaries and speaking your truth. And
yeah,
it is because if you've kind of always put others above you for your whole life or wanted to make everyone else happy,
yeah,
you kind of are scared to step into that place of empowerment.
And everyone you know has seen you one way.
Yeah.
For your whole life. And then all of a sudden you're shifting. But think about the authentic relationships you can have when everyone just speaks their truth in a respectful way. You know, you could really respectfully just say, like, I'm not in the mood to do that today.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally fine.
Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like, if you said that, I'd be like, okay, cool. I'll see you tomorrow. Or, okay, cool.
I know.
Like,
I know I could always say that with you.
You know, it's like, why?
I mean, it's rare that I don't want to hang out with you.
Obviously.
The other night, our plans got totally switched up and I ended up just sitting on your couch. Remember, we just watched a movie and ordered it. I'm like, this is the best night ever.
Yeah.
It was so exactly what we needed.
Yeah.
Just like a girl's night of good vegan takeout.
Romance movies.
Yeah.
Baby. I've seen them all.
You have.
So have you. You've seen a whole queen. Bunch too.
I've seen a lot too. But the funny thing is I hadn't watched a movie in like, I want to say
since
Chloe
that.
Was born. Yeah. But then you've gotten me into watching movies again, which is fun.
It's fun. You deserve it.
Thanks.
Take time for yourself.
It is fun.
Watch some romance, rom-coms.
I never call them rom-coms.
I hate when people call them rom-coms.
Really?
I don't know why.
Do you call them romantic romance. Comedies?
I just call them romance. Hashtag romance.
What's your favorite one?
Oh, God. I don't even know. I really love Pride and Prejudice. Really, really love Pride and Prejudice.
I know you really want me to watch that. I haven't seen that yet.
I really do want you to watch that because it's so good.
Okay.
Darcy. Oh, my God. You'll understand later.
Okay.
No, we can't even talk about
movies.
All the movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll change the topic.
We'll go back to our...
I digressed for a minute, back, guys. Sorry.
Go back to our boundaries.
I got excited about movies for a minute.
Hey, why not? But yeah, I think if you do get upset if someone else sets a boundary, there's something to look at there.
For sure. There's some healing to do.
Yeah.
Yes. Why it feels hurtful when someone else sets a boundary.
Yeah. Because we all want to respect each other and allow other people to be who they want to be and who they are. And are you falling asleep on this?
Sorry. I yawned.
Steph is tired.
We're recording our podcast way later than we normally do. And while I'm a complete night owl, I'm not used to thinking this much.
Stop thinking.
I know.
Well, tell me more about you and boundaries. What's your experience been like?
I mean, I had no boundaries for a really long time. I was always a people pleaser.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings ever. And I wanted to make people happy. Yeah. That was just what I wanted to do. And I still want to do those things, but now I'm okay with saying like, no, this doesn't work for me, because I know that I have to honor myself.
Yeah.
And by always trying to make everyone else happy and not thinking about what I want to do, that's not honoring myself.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like putting yourself last.
Yeah. And you know, we talk about inner child a lot, and that does not make your inner child happy when you put yourself last.
To say the least.
I know. And your inner child will act up. And you'll start to get moody and whatever other signs that your inner child shows you.
Yeah. And it's also kind of like your inner child doesn't trust you. Like, especially if you like say you're going to do something, but then maybe someone else comes in and says, I need this. And so then you put yourself to the side and do something for someone else, which obviously there are times when that happens.
Of course.
Like that's, you know, there's exceptions and whatnot to this, but it's like, if you're always putting someone else above you and being like, oh, I don't actually need me time, or,
yes,
you know,
or this isn't important.
Yeah.
Even something as simple as like, you promised yourself you were going to go for a walk on the beach.
Yeah.
And then some chores come up, or like, I don't know, something comes up.
Or someone calls and they need to talk to you or vent.
They need you. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we've all been through that, where you're about to go do something for yourself and then someone calls you and they're like, I really need to talk.
Yeah.
And then you let them vent, you talk to them, and then
or you don't.
You're right. But then you don't do the thing that you promised yourself you would do. And then you get upset about it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't show it, you feel it.
Yeah. And it's kind of, it could be even repressed, like little anger at yourself, and you might not even know it's there.
Yeah.
But then it like builds and builds and builds, and you get really pissed off.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
and you don't know why sometimes.
Yeah. Cause your boundaries are like stepped over, but you've allowed them to be trampled
on,
you know, because you don't like hold, and you don't have to have like really crazy strong boundaries all the time. But I think also like at the beginning, when you are learning boundaries, they are a little strong.
Yeah.
Because you're like, crap, I have to set a boundary for this. You know, I remember setting boundaries at the very beginning, and I was like, I look back at them and I'm like, wow, like that was a very rigid boundary.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, did it need to be that rigid? Well, I think it did need to be at the beginning, because I didn't even know how to set a fucking boundary.
Check the explicit box.
Explicit box. Check.
Check.
Oh my gosh, I needed that giggle. That is funny.
Oh God, so good. I think also as parents, it's so important to set some boundaries to carve out some time for yourself, because especially now in these times when like parents are doing everything and not having as much free time as we're all used to, or some are not used to it at all. But carving some time out and setting some boundaries so that you can do things for yourself, I think is so important.
Yeah. Yeah. And for parents and for anyone, like, I think it's really like important to take time for yourself.
Yeah.
And know when you need that time.
For sure. I know for me, I start to feel drained when I need to just like recharge.
Yeah.
And I'll feel it in myself. Like my energy will feel low, and it's like, okay, even if it's 10 minutes of total quiet, or like meditating for 10 minutes just to recharge myself and my energy, I feel so much better after.
Yeah. And it doesn't take long.
No.
That's the thing.
No.
You think it does? Like you think going into it, you think it will take longer. And that's probably why sometimes we don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it actually really only takes like 5-10 minutes to reconnect with yourself, to like have some downtime, you know?
Yeah. I know that when I only have a few minutes to recharge myself, and how you were saying to connect with yourself.
Yeah.
There's an exercise that I like to do called Pillar of Light. And it, for me, it connects me to my higher self. It feels like it fills me up.
Yeah.
Do you feel that also when you do it?
Yeah, totally. And I feel like I'm connected with the divine. I feel like I'm connected with the divine above, in the allness, the everythingness of the divine. Yeah. And I feel connected to the earth too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we do it, you know, before we give a healing, we do it even before our podcast so that we can connect. I do it personally if I have to make a decision, or if I have to have like a conversation with someone, a tricky conversation, or any conversation where I think that I might get nervous or I might not have the right words. And I'll do this to feel connected to my higher self, to the divine, like you were saying, and just the words just flow, or the decisions just come in. Like, it's just when you're really connected, you're getting out of your mind, and what you're looking for, I find it flows to you easier.
Yeah. And I think because we are connected to the divine, the divine is within us. So it's like, it's like every time we do this exercise, we're strengthening that connection to the divine within.
Mm-hmm.
And it grows and grows and grows. And then you can connect to the divine so much more easily after you do this exercise on a regular basis. Yeah. And it, like, the insights and the intuitions will come to you more frequently and more easily.
Absolutely. And we started this podcast talking about change. And when I'm going through a period of change and transition, I do this a lot.
Yeah,
because it really helps.
Yeah.
It keeps me centered.
It's centered. Exactly. I was just about to say it.
Right? Any anxiety that pops in. I mean, I used to live with constant anxiety, and now that's not my vibration. Like, I don't feel that all the time anymore at all, but it pops in every once in a while, you know? And it's interesting now when it does pop in, I'm like, ooh, I haven't felt you in a while. Like, okay, let's see where this
Hello,
is coming
old
from.
Friend.
Yeah, right.
Damn it.
I was
going
to say, I would invite you to a different word, but I know where you're coming from.
What the hell are you doing there?
I know. It's like, oh, you're back. And, you know, and I know that there are a lot of people with anxiety out there, and I know how that feels, because I always had that. So I completely get it. And this is one of the things that helps me.
Awesome.
And a lot of other people, I'm sure.
Yeah. So we have this column of light that connects our physical bodies above and below. So we're connecting up to the universal energy, however you see that, whether you see it as quantum energy, as God, as the divine, as the universe. We're connecting with that energy that exists everywhere. And you can picture it above your head, like way above your head. And then we're also going to be connecting with the energy of the earth, which is the universal energy, but it's in form. And so we're connecting with these two energies, and we're allowing them to flow through our being and up and down, and really connecting to both of those energies.
And so you can imagine this energy flowing in through your crown chakra at the top of your head. And you can take in a deep breath. And as you breathe in, pull in that energy from the universe into your crown chakra above the top of your head. And as you release, as you breathe out, send that energy down through your body, through your energy body, down through the bottom of your feet into the earth. And then as you breathe in, pull the energy up through the bottom of your feet from the earth. Take in a big deep breath. And as you breathe out, send that energy up through your body and out your crown chakra. And then let's do it one more time. Take in a deep breath in through your crown chakra at the top of your head. And as you breathe out, send that energy down through your body, out the bottom of your feet, into the earth. And take in a deep breath through the bottom of your feet, up through the earth. And as you release, as you breathe out, send the energy back up through your body and out the top of your head, out of your crown chakra. And then what I like to do is I like to bring the energy in through your crown chakra and the bottom of your feet at the same time and let it connect, let it meet in your heart. And then I just send the energy out from there. The energy of love from your heart chakra.
And you can allow that energy to expand your heart chakra too. You can just allow the energy to flow in from above and below, and just allowing it into your heart chakra, and just allow that love from the divine, from the universe, to fill the heart chakra. And you can even go further and allow that loving energy to overflow into your aura, to flow out of the heart chakra into the aura. The bubble of energy that surrounds you, allowing your aura to fill with this love, this beautiful love. And you can even allow that love to flow a little bit outside of your aura so that everyone you interact with feels a little bit of that love. It's like you're in this bubble of love. Have all these little bubbles of love walking around.
The world would be a happier place, right? And you can do that any time of the day. Imagine starting your morning like that every day.
Yeah. It feels so good just doing that with you right now.
Right?
Really feel that connection and that energy flowing.
Yeah.
And you can, when you're pulling it up from the earth, you can really feel the beautiful, healthy earth energy coming up from deep in the earth.
Yeah, the prana.
Pulling that prana up. And one important thing to know is that you just need to use your intention and the energy will follow it. So if you're intending that to happen, then it is happening. You don't need to know how to do anything special.
Yeah, don't overthink it.
Yeah, just allow and intend, and the energy will follow where your intention goes.
Exactly.
Or your energy will go where your intention leads it.
Very true.
Yeah. And we were talking about, you know, when things kind of get out of hand or we're feeling a little anxiety, that type of thing, this really helps. And I think it really helps me because it reminds me that I'm not alone in life.
Yeah.
Like there's more to me than just this little me, this little person. There's my soul. There's the divine. There's these different parts of me. And in that connection exercise, it's like bringing more of that and connecting with more of that kind of like just, I don't know, it like expands me and it feels like I have more wisdom and more peace and I can make decisions from a bigger, more expansive place.
Absolutely. And we've talked about making decisions, like using your mind versus connecting with your soul. And this is a way to connect with your soul, like you said, to make those decisions.
Yeah.
Expand it and connect it with your soul and your higher self.
And your heart.
And your heart.
Yeah.
And it helps me. It takes me out of my mind because I don't want to make, I mean, you have to think about it, obviously, but I want to feel it. I want to feel where my heart wants me to go.
Yep.
So this helps me to do that.
Yeah. And it's a very different experience making those decisions from your head or from your heart.
Yeah.
Or from your soul.
Absolutely.
So, well, we hope you enjoy that exercise, that connection exercise, and give it a try. Let us know how it goes for you.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.